This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. So we're super glad to see you on the radio. Super glad to look through the glass and to see Rob Center, our fabulous producer. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. Today we're going to emphasize the Be Kind campaign is underway all this month. And we have two experts in the field to talk about that. Joanne Troutman back on the line, president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Good morning, Joanne. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
And you have one of the quintessential pros on your staff, Stacy Pietsu, tireless worker, an empath if there ever was one when it comes to turning unmet needs into addressed issues in the Valley, a senior director of community impact and development. Good morning, Stacy. Thanks for calling in also.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Well, let me start with you, Stacy. How is the Be Kind campaign going? There's a lot of moving parts to this, so give us a quick glimpse behind the scene at how the Be Kind campaign's underway.
We are really excited with how the campaign's going. It's been getting a lot of engagement. We have 28 schools involved in our three-county region. There's actually 12 school districts, and several of them have all their schools participating. We have about a dozen community partners that are also engaging, as well as businesses participating in different ways. So we've really reached a broad spectrum of our three-county coverage area with this campaign. And there's also great engagement at our libraries. Each library in each community is distributing materials, and they've been calling, asking for more materials. So that tells us people are coming and getting their Be Kind sign to put in their lawn, which is wonderful. And we've also had a lot of great engagement with the nominations. We have almost 180 nominations for persons who have done different kinds of kindnesses, different forms of the nomination. So we just really thank everybody for getting us those details. We're really happy to be able to award these prizes this month and inspire our community with their stories.
Well, I nominate and mention Stacy Pietsu because you really just work there. You're the one with the furrowed brow that's trying to think, what can we do? What is more? How about help an individual? What's an unmet need we're overlooking? So, yeah, thanks for all that service in the past year, particularly in light of the pandemic, but keeping the Be Kind top of mind. Joanne, tell us about Be Kind from your perspective. This is really just really consistent with the United Way's whole mission.
We started this a year ago, and I think it touches upon every priority for impact that we have in encouraging people to be really intentional about the kindnesses that they spread around the community. And, I've heard people say it's unfortunate we have to remind people to be kind. I think we all need a reminder to be a little more intentional about how we go about our days and about our interactions with other people, especially since our interactions with other people have been so limited, and within the last year in particular, we have struggled so much with our own frustrations and difficulties that, it doesn't only make other people feel good when you're kind, it makes you feel good when you're kind. It lifts the spirits, it helps the health, it's just one of the best things you can do for yourself and others.
Well, and if you're talking about that, sort of the a glimpse at your own situation, of course you can see that there might be some unmet needs either in your own life or in others. But at the same time, you've emphasized that we should enjoy a little gratitude. Hey, guess what we did? We survived 2020. Maybe there'll be a T-shirt for that.
It's really complicated. All of these emotions that we feel about what's happened over the last year or last few years, I think are all very complicated and together. And, it's difficult to sort them out. And on one hand, you do have to feel grateful. Those of us who are still here and have been minimally impacted by the pandemic in one way or another, having gratitude for those who have sacrificed, honestly, so much, have lost loved ones to this pandemic, and I feel like it's never been more important to share this message.
I'd like to make about 2,000 nominations for all of the staff, workers, and employees of the Evangelical Community Hospital. They are the sponsor of the Be Kind Month that is underway, and so not only doing outreach to make sure that kindness is talked about, but they're personifying that. This particular interview falls on the Rock Red for Healthy Hearts Day. today when we would typically talk about things that really relate to our physical health. So, Joanne, tell us about the physical and mental health aspects of this. If we're going to talk about health and cardiac care, tell us why the Be Kind campaign is really a perfect fit.
Studies have shown that volunteering and being kind to others is activity that increases your health and your health outcomes. It has a positive effect on your blood pressure and overall your mental health and overall on your overall cardiac health. So, not to mention that Evangelical is our partner for so many other logical reasons, not just the health aspect of it, but because of who they are and the culture that they have at that hospital. I was lucky enough to work there for several years and know that they live their mantra. Kindness is in their blood and part of their mission. And not only are they our partner, but we honor them and their employees for everything they've done for this community, especially within the last year.
Well, and Stacy, iterate how kindness and stress are don't get along. So if you're stressed out, thinking about and bringing up how kindness can really matter can be helpful.
Absolutely, there's a great flyer we'll be spreading towards the end of February that Evan created, and it quotes Cedars-Sinai and Mayo Clinic data, but we know that people who are older than 55 who volunteer have a lower likelihood of early death, regardless of their lifestyle. As Joanne mentioned, your blood pressure is lowered when you're volunteering or when you're doing acts of kindness. You're releasing hormone, don't hold me to this, oxytocin. I'm so sorry, my reading of this hormone. But it protects the heart, it reduces the blood pressure, and also you're increasing your serotonin levels. So we just know there are physical health benefits when you are doing kindness acts, when you are doing for others, and you're going to benefit, which is the last week of our campaign, being kind to yourself. You can be kind to yourself by being kind to others. That's like a good culmination of the week.
All right, well, that makes perfect sense that there be a physical change associated with this and a physiological change that really helps this take place, because you can certainly feel it yourself. You can sense the relief and the sort of that, I guess it's like donating blood. The Red Cross always says, what do you get for donating blood? Well, a good feeling. So if you were kind to others, you get that. All right, well, please, Stacy, reiterate the swag aspect of this, what's available for purchase. And the nominations are still open. And then I want to ask Joanne about the Vaccine Task Force. But first, reiterate the important things that way people can participate.
Sure. We have a great website built out thanks to our marketing director, Seth Joseph. That's at www.gsvuw.org/bekind. You're going to find kindness toolkits for various age groups there. You're going to find some resources, some video resources. You also have a merchandise link. We have an Etsy store that will direct ship to you if you would like to order some Be Kind t-shirts or a sweatshirt or a mask. We do have Be Kind mask. And then we also have the nomination form at that link. And finally, at that link is going to be some information for you, excuse me, on Monday, February 22nd, on an important event we're having in our region, a virtual event, obviously, with an international author, the creator of The Kindness Diaries on Netflix, Leon Logothetis. So we're very excited to share that to anyone that would like to join us. And Evan and the CSIU are co-sponsors of that event.
And what time of day will that be on Monday the 22nd?
Yep, thanks, Mark. It's 6 to 7:30 at night. We're trying to let people join after work.
All right, fabulous. Okay, well, we'll make a note of that, and when the Zoom links start to come out, we'll share those and make sure everybody knows about them. Joanne, anything else to add as it relates to the kindness campaign this month at Evangelical Community Hospital? Please, an additional comment there.
I just want to thank everybody for their partnership. It's been so gratifying to see so many people wanting to participate, especially when our plates are already full. We're doing a lot more these days than we normally do and worrying about a lot more. So people taking the time out to put the signs out and do the amazing kindness things, it's just so lovely to see.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I just know where they, when I drive around, I see a Be Kind sign. I said, hey, that's working. I knew all about that. Well, while I have you at the microphone, the vaccine task force was rolled out a couple of weeks ago, really trying to make sure that absolutely everybody that will be eligible and interested in getting a vaccine finds out about them, knows where to go, who to call, and gets connected. How's that task force working? How's the work of that group?
It's been effective so far. You know, our first order of business was to ensure nursing homes and personal care homes were scheduled. That has happened now. Yesterday, we issued an advocacy statement with a number of different points, including, that we would like to hear more from the Department of Health about when vaccine is expected and adjustments that need to be made at the local level. We are looking into being or hosting a community vaccination site locally in partnership with our community action agency and local health providers. So it looks like that has been recommended. So we'll see kind of where that goes. We continue to have changes every day. Our biggest concern, I would say right now, aside from supply, has been making sure that people who don't have access to the internet or may not have, a computer or a smartphone can easily get scheduled for a vaccination. There are a lot of places no longer taking those right now until we know about the supply. But we want to make sure that people have an avenue where they can get registered regardless of whether that's over the phone or on the internet. And so we're working on a plan for that and hope to have something to you all within the next week or two about how we're going to help people get scheduled.
Well, we will pay attention to that, and I think you have an open mic here anytime for those important updates, just to keep people informed, and we'll do our part to open up the mics for that important information. Thank you so much, Joanne, for weighing in and telling us about all these good things today. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Mark. It was good to talk to you.
And thank you, Stacy, for all you're doing, Stacy.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the chance to talk about the campaign today.
Very much appreciated. Joanne Troutman is president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Stacy Pietzu, senior director of community impact and development with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, talking about the Be Kind campaign. More information at gsvuw.org.